Well, good evening, everyone. This is Lindsay Kenny, and I'm very pleased tonight to have a repeat guest, my first and only repeat guest at this point, and that's Valerie Ozu, my friend and colleague. And you can read about her extensive bio on my website or on the radio program credits. I don't want to spend half of it, half of the hour talking about all the wonderful things Valerie does and is, but she's a tremendous health care practitioner. I will say that, and she's been working in a major medical facility for 33 years as a nurse practitioner and is also a midwife. She knows about herbs and is an EFT practitioner and trainer, and again, I don't want to go on and on about that, but she has exceptional credentials, so I put a lot of stock and credibility in what she says and does, and I consider myself not only a friend and a colleague, but a patient and a very troublesome one as well, right, Valerie? Maybe troublesome isn't the right word. Challenging? Challenge?
Not challenging at all.
Well, say hi to everybody, Valerie.
Well, Lindsay, your check is in the mail for that wonderful announcement. I really appreciate that. I'm always humbled by your accolades, and quite honestly, I wouldn't be in my wellness center if it weren't for you and all the work I've done with you with EFT. So hats off to you and all the incredible things that you do as well.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Valerie. And the reason we're doing this show, again, Valerie was on just last month, but it was something that really sparked a huge change in my life. And we were talking about some women's health and wellness issues. But something that came up during that show was metal toxicity, and we were talking about silver in the teeth, and I've tested people in workshops for silver fillings, but I never somehow made the connection that I had them too, duh. And a light came on. I started doing some research and talking to Valerie about it and realized that a lot of the things that I've had going on with me for almost 30 years exactly are probably related to metal toxicity because I had a lot of crown work done in 1980, 81, and then again in 1990, and then again in 2000. So fortunately, I didn't do it in 2010, but I've had extensive dental work. So I started reading up on metal toxicity and saw Valerie about it, and she got me on the right program to get my body ready to have the metal removed from my mouth and to help my body detox, and I wanted to share that with everybody. And I'll just say this, and I'm going to kind of turn it over to Valerie, and we'll have a conversation about it. But I do know that, now, I'm not the expert, Valerie is, but I do know that heavy metal toxicity is an excessive buildup of metals in the body, and it's oftentimes vague symptoms like I had that I couldn't really put my finger on. I would just feel crummy and say, it's like I have the flu, but I don't really have flu symptoms. I feel horrible. And that's produced by this toxicity, and it's often mistakenly misdiagnosed as some incurable chronic condition or given another name. And mine has been called chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr virus, and maybe I had those things as well, but I think they were caused by it. And I've been diagnosed with lots of things and been barely functional for years. I function at a high level, and I'm amazed that I can do it, but I attribute that to EFT. But I think the most common metals that I've been reading about are really aluminum and mercury, and with mercury coming first, and there's arsenic, cadmium, lead, and some other things. I work around paint. I'm an artist as well. So we are exposed to it's like a sewer sometimes, the things that we have in our bodies and put in our bodies or that are put in our bodies by someone else. And so I want Valerie to talk about this, and we'll explore it. And if you have questions, I'm going to give you Valerie's email that you can email her questions directly. In fact, let me do that now. I always call it Vaughn, V-O-N. And then HWC, that stands for Valerie Ozu Natural Health and Wellness Center. So it's VONHWC@yahoo.com. And I'll give you her phone number later because I don't want you calling her now during the show asking her questions. But Valerie, tell us about this metal stuff. What's going on?
Well, I have to say that I became extremely interested in it when I started realizing and feeling the effects of my aging and the hormone issues that came up, the lack of energy, and the problems with sleep. I would lose a lot of weight and then gain it right back, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I knew about heavy metals and amalgams, and I'd done some reading and research, and I thought, oh, if I just eat healthier and exercise harder, I can keep it off. But it wasn't so easy, because I've had silver fillings since I was 5. Mm-hmm. And when I started looking back at some of my issues when I was young, and it was actually starting at 5, I started having migraines on a periodic basis so bad that I would throw up and I had to go to bed for 2 days.
Wow.
And I noticed that I would get them periodically, and as I got older, and when I think about every time I had a silver filling put in or dental work done, it would trigger this horrible migraine. And when I started, as I started doing more research and thinking about my life and my health issues, and I looked at, and I really did more reading, because there's a lot of physicians and scientists who have written information about heavy metals, I realized that it's not just enough to exercise and eat healthy, that the heavy metals actually sit in the fat cells, and they're harder to release, they're harder to get out of. And so I wanted to really work on my weight issues, and I finally said, okay, time is now. And since I've had all my silver fillings removed last year, I've lost 25 pounds, and I have some more pounds to go, but I feel so incredible. I've never, as I've gotten older, I've had less migraines. I had the majority of them when I was younger. But the issues with sleep, the joint pain, the digestive issues, the headaches that I would still get, my food sensitivities, my nervous system, oh my gosh, that was so major. And those have all just about been eliminated now.
Wow.
My brain fog, that was another thing. That was a big, huge thing for all women when they go through menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see women in my clinic, if they have brain fog and silver fillings, usually within a few months, as we start pulling out some of those heavy metals, they immediately report less brain fog.
Well, that's been an issue for me, and of course I blame it on old age, you know, the senior moments and things like that. But believe it or not, I used to be pretty sharp mentally, and I've been able to really see as almost if I'm looking in from the outside the difference in my brain capacity, how it's diminished in the last few years. I've listened to some of my old recordings and things that I did. I used to have a TV show and commercials in Phoenix in the 80s, and I was watching some of those the other day, and I said, gee, I was so much more articulate then, younger, but I just attributed it to age and not this, you know, metal toxicity.
Well, a lot of medical personnel, professionals, that is a common comment. When people go in, just better realize that you're getting older. Well, it's an oxymoron. Of course we're aging. That's inevitable. However, it's how we age. Our bodies are meant to live to 120 years old. Now, in our society, I don't think that's going to happen, and I don't know of anyone who's lived that long because of all the heavy metals and toxins that, you know, the chemical toxins as well that we're exposed to from a very early age. The amalgams, I mean, I don't know of anyone our age who does not have silver fillings, or if they did, they've had them removed. That was a huge thing that was used. So aging is a normal process, but how we age, it, once again, I've said it before, I'll say it again, there is some genetics to it, and yes, the pressure we put on ourselves. So the changes in our body, the immune system, it comes from a lot of different sources. How we age, though, is by nutrition and lifestyle. It's like genetics loads the gun, and lifestyle and nutrition pulls the trigger. Okay. So how we choose to age is also, are we aiming that gun at us, or are we aiming it at a target outside of us? And that's the great thing about EFT, is that if you eliminate the emotional toxins and you start opening yourself up, you know, if people think outside of the box, if they have a health issue, maybe there's a cause. And a lot of times the causes that I find are related to heavy metals and chemicals.
Right, and sometimes people say, well, how is that related to EFT? And my belief is that if your immune system is compromised by your emotional weakness, your meridians are clogged because you have emotional issues that haven't been cleared, then your body doesn't have the resources necessary to get rid of those toxins, because whether we're conscious of it or not, our body is trying to flush those out and get rid of them. And if our meridian system is jammed with anger, frustration, stress, anxiety, fear, and all of the other emotions we experience, particularly about traumatic events, then our body isn't capable of detoxifying itself. So you eliminate the emotional component, you still have to do something about the physical components as well.
Exactly. And that, I mean, what I've done and all the changes I've made, I mean, I don't do a microwave and I eat only organic, and, you know, I'd rather skip a meal than to eat something that isn't healthy. All those things, people will say, oh, well, so what? That doesn't mean that you won't get cancer. No, that doesn't mean I won't prevent myself from getting cancer. However, my ability to clear cancer faster than some people is going to be much higher.
Well, and I bet you the odds of getting a serious illness go down dramatically when you're eating healthy and you've eliminated metals and you've tapped away things. I mean, you want to do everything possible.
Absolutely.
To get rid of it. I wanted to mention, while we're toward the beginning of this, Valerie, that symptoms that are caused by the toxicity. I mean, I've become a Google guru about this, trying to find things. And as I read down the list, which I listed on my newsletter today, I was shocked at how many, almost all of them, fit me to a T, things that I've been complaining about for years. Oh, and I mentioned one earlier, that chronic malaise, just general feeling of discomfort, fatigue, illness, feeling ill and not understanding why. Chronic pain throughout the muscles and tendons. A lot of people, I think, are diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and it's probably metal toxicity.
Right.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know, but that makes sense. Brain fog, and we just talked about the confusion, forgetfulness. Chronic infections such as candida. Now, Valerie and I have a mutual friend that once has had chronic candida, as have I, for many years. And once she had her fillings removed years ago, she has never had a case of it since. Just that one thing for women is pretty big. Gastrointestinal complaints, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, all those things. Food allergies, yes, I've had that. Dizziness, just went in last month for dizziness to my doctor. Migraines and headaches, like you, Valerie, I had that, and I never equated it to dental work. I've had my teeth whitened twice, which just stirs up that mercury in there.
Right.
And I was sick for days after that. I kept calling the doctor, saying, how come it's made me so sick? Oh, it's just sensitivity. Take an aspirin. You know, your teeth are just sensitive.
What people don't realize is that every time you go into a dentist and you have these silver fillings, when they polish those silver fillings, mm-hmm. it releases more mercury vapor. And people can go on YouTube and see the actual vapor that they have shown on the YouTube that gets, dissipated. And so whenever I see clients, I tell them, do not get those silver fillings polished. And the other part of that is anytime you chew or drink something hot, mm-hmm. you're releasing mercury vapor. Yeah. So think about how many times more mercury is released into our body. And it's not like there's a certain amount of mercury in each filling and that's it. It's constant. It's just loaded and it's always exporting the mercury into our cells. So when you have many years like myself or like yourself that you've had the silver fillings, we're chewing, drinking something hot, getting the polished, that was another thing. I just want to step back a second. My daughter, who has a little bit of ADD, and we've talked about it, and we're open and talking about it, but when I was pregnant with her, I had silver fillings and I had them polished. I've had mothers come to me and tell me that they've had mercury silver fillings removed right in the first 3 months of their pregnancy, and they have autistic children. And even though they never had any vaccines, this one particular mom, she said, "I've never given my child vaccine, but I did have silver fillings removed while I was pregnant in the first 3 months." And she really feels that that's a big contributor because it's so toxic. It goes through into the placenta directly into the baby. And I think that my daughter has a little bit because of that, the polishing of the teeth. I just didn't know. I mean, I had silver fillings. Chew, drink something hot, and, you know, it's going to get to her. And why do some kids get it and some don't? Well, once again, it depends on the makeup of that child. She was, I had a lot more stress in the pregnancy, and whereas her brother was the first, you know, sometimes the first pregnancy is a lot easier, sometimes not. You know, it just depends. Sometimes it's the first child and not the second. There is no absolute, and nobody can say that it's 100% the cause. I think it's a combination. She's had her vaccines. I think my daughter, I think it was a combination of things. She had a severe reaction to a pertussis vaccine, and I think that was also part of the issue that contributed to her neurological status. And so now we are constantly working on things to try to pull that out of her system.
Explain, Valerie, why vaccines are dangerous.
Well, vaccines, in my opinion, and I think a lot of other professionals' opinion who do this work, both physician, nurse practitioner, PhDs, there's a lot written about it. In fact, there's a great book called Vaccine Epidemic, and I highly recommend it for anyone considering vaccines. It should be a choice and not mandated, because the makeup of vaccines are heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, even the so-called thermosol-free vaccines are not truly mercury-free. And a lot of health professionals don't really realize that. They take the advertisements and the literature for word, and it's not true because scientists have actually shown that there is still mercury in those vaccines. Mm. So by the time a child is 18 years old, nowadays they will have gotten up to 60, some 78 vaccines. And if you've got repeated doses of heavy metals, chemicals, not to mention formaldehyde, sucrose, and people don't realize that there are aborted fetal cells, like tissue, added into these vaccines. And if people knew the truth about what's really in vaccines, would they still want their child to have them? I know if I were to do it over again, my children would have had far fewer vaccines.
Mm. Wow, I would have never considered that. Man, I felt like a punching bag, no, a pincushion when I was a kid. It seems like we were getting them all the time for something. You know, polio was big when I was a kid, and today children don't even hear about it.
No, but the cases of polio, the polio rates had decreased considerably, but those cases of polio that came about were after the vaccine. And now a lot of those kids that received the polio vaccine, there was an organism. It was tissue extracted from basically contaminated monkeys. And now those people have chronic health issues, and they can trace it back actually to the vaccines and specific components to what was in the vaccines.
Ew.
It's a myriad of confusion and anger and frustration from all sides. And my feeling is that, do we really need vaccines? I mean, if you really look at it, you know, even the flu vaccine, it doesn't always work. Some people get sicker. And especially now with the H1N1, the H1N1 has squalene in the vaccine. And actually now you don't even get a choice. If you take the flu vaccine, the H1N1 is also combined with it.
What's squalene?
Squalene is shark oil. Squalene itself is something healthy. People use it for health purposes. But anytime you inject something specific like shark oil into the body, it increases the risk of autoimmune diseases. like peanut oil. There's a lot of children now who are severely allergic to peanuts because they mixed in peanut oil with the vaccines.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, we could go on and on about that.
Oh, yes, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
That's your third show with me.
Yeah, right. But your belief is that autism can be related to vaccines. There's been a lot of controversy about it, but because of all of the gunk and particularly metals that are in the vaccines. Is that why I'm going to...
I think it's a combination. It's the food sources. If the mom has it, it gets passed. It's going to get passed on. It's the chain. You eat foods. There's heavy metals from the fertilizers and the toxins that they put in the food. So the plants absorb it. It gets injected in animals. So you eat animals. You eat the food. You're going to get it that way. So it comes from different sources. It gets injected in us and it comes along the food chain. But there are ways to actually decrease that, and I firmly believe that we need to be advocates, especially in our food system, because there's a lot of changes coming down the road that people don't realize, and the toxins that are being introduced into the food system, as they have been already.
Mm-hmm. So. You know, there's a I read a study by Dr. Boyd Haley, just a brief synopsis of the study, professor at the University of Kentucky, and he found out that it was the synergistic effect, the synergistic or accumulated toxicity that was so dangerous. So we might be able to excrete or get rid of a certain amount of metal in our body. But in a study that he did with mortality rate of rats, and I know we're not rats, but we certainly use them for experiments, that rats exposed to a small dose, and I don't know what the dose was, but a very small dose of mercury or aluminum, it killed 1 out of 100 rats. Well, you could have probably injected diet soda and gotten that result. That's not horrible. But when the rats were exposed to both mercury and aluminum at the same time, all 100 rats died. So just adding the small amount of one to the other one, 100% mortality rate. Isn't that extraordinary?
It's not surprising. And in fact, a vaccine epidemic goes into... I just got the book myself and started reading it, so I don't feel like the information... And I heard the author speak, actually, and the information is phenomenal. But our government has allowed a certain amount of mercury to be in our water system that they say is okay. So just like you said, okay, so now we're drinking it, kids are getting it, it's in some of the foods, and now we inject them with more. I mean, is there no wonder that the autism rate is 1 in 10?
Valerie, what book? You mentioned a book. Did I miss the name of the book?
It's called Vaccine Epidemic by Louise Quell Habakus and Mary Holland. And they actually run the Center for Personal Rights, and people who have issues about vaccines or concerns, who are feeling pressured to have their children to get the school vaccines and all of the mandates, there are ways that they can work with that, with that center to get the information to decide, do they really want to get their children vaccinated or not?
Yeah. Give the name of the book again.
Vaccine Epidemic.
Okay, Vaccine Epidemic. You can Google that or go to Amazon and find it there,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
So, Valerie, so let's say somebody suspects and they're reading these symptoms. I didn't even finish reading all of them. Let me just go through just a couple more, and then I'm going to ask you what we do about it. So visual disturbances, OMG, I've had a lot of that stuff. Mood swings, depression, anxiety, yes, yes, yes. Nervous system malfunctions, burning, extremities, numbness, tingling, paralysis, feeling electrifying, feeling through the body. I have felt that last one, not the others. But all of the other symptoms, I absolutely can check off. So, and there's more. I think there's more than this. But let's say somebody's listening to this, or they read the material, and they're going, "Oh my gosh, what if I have it? How do I find out? I've got silver fillings, and I've got 12 silver fillings and crowns. And so, if somebody else has them, and they want to do something, what do they do now?"
Well, I think the first thing they need to decide is, do they really want to make changes? Because you know, it is quite an investment of time and effort, and so, you know, getting the basis, and they need a healthy diet, so eating junk food and all those things. I say start, you know, with the basics. We need to lay the foundation, healthy nutrition. So given that, you know, someone like you, you're already doing that. Mm-hmm. Then the next thing is...
Let me just add right there something, a simple thing that I did change in my diet. In the morning, I would have a beverage, a warm, like a coffee substitute called Cafix. It doesn't have caffeine. It's just made from grains. But it was hot. And I used to say to Jack, I would get up in the morning and have that. I said, gee, I felt okay when I got up this morning, and now I'm feeling crummy. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And it never occurred to me it was that hot drink and my mouth stimulating those vapors out of my teeth.
Could be, yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry. So go ahead. So yes. changing your diet.
Right. So laying the foundation and clearing the terrain. Let's start with the basics. That's how I work with people. And then you can start pulling out heavy metals by building up your own immune system and continuing to exercise. That's really healthy and important. And I recommend that people work with someone, because you don't want to just start going to the internet and start using chlorella and bentonite clay and all these things that you hear about. There's all kinds of millions of things on the internet. It's much better to work with someone who can really help get a program designed for them. And that's what I do. I design a clinical nutrition for people so that we can get to the core problem and start pulling out the heavy metals. And then once we start doing that, then they're strong enough to, and I recommend a biological dentist, because there's a big controversy. Some dentists don't believe that there is a problem with mercury fillings. But I think if you read Hal Huggins and Dr. Meinig, these dentists have done extensive research on, and especially Hal Huggins, extensive research on silver fillings and the effect. And he actually showed where a young girl having repeated seizure after seizure, it actually started when she had silver fillings implanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she had them removed, the seizure stopped immediately.
Wow.
And so a biological dentist will help get people started with the extraction of heavy metals, because it's toxin, it's a hazmat. If you drop a mercury thermometer, the old mercury thermometers, in the hospital, we had to call hazmat. Well, my goodness, it's in our mouths.
There's a big deal that terrorists can bring a plane down by putting a drop of mercury on the plane. Because it's heavy and it runs down the aisle, and it can contaminate not only the people but the mechanical things, the electrical things in the plane. I mean, it's incredibly dangerous.
I've not heard that, but yeah. Anything is possible.
If somebody could go in into an airplane with a vial of mercury, they couldn't get through the metal detector with it, I'm sure. But if somehow that happened, they'd have to land the plane immediately. It's that dangerous. But yeah, I've heard about hospitals being closed down and people putting on their hazmat, you know, as if it's some Ebola outbreak or something.
And here we are walking around with it in our mouths. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
But once they start with the biological dentist, they've got good nutrition, sees a biological dentist and works with someone, then, IV vitamin C, like I said, chlorella, bentonite clay. You got to be careful, though, because some people do part of the work and you could actually cause yourself more harm. So people really need to be careful with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd rather even not give up the supplements, because people might say, well, I'll take this one and not that one. And,
right.
But the biological dentist, I think, is really important. You can Google Hal Huggins, Huggins, and read his research on it, and then they recommend people that have been trained by him. And I just saw one day before yesterday that was pretty impressive here in Marin County in the Bay Area where I live, and they have a whole room set up to take out these fillings with these ionizer, yeah.
Right.
And that track the vapors in the air. That, all the masks they have you wear, because you're breathing those fumes. See, it's kind of trapped in our teeth, and it's often under the porcelain. Once you uncap that, it's like breaking a thermometer. You know, you've then got that mercury even more exposed, and it becomes even more dangerous, which is why when you have dental work done, you're often sick after it, like Valerie and I were mentioning. There's a movie that's on YouTube, Valerie mentioned that I want to send you guys to, and I'll post this on the site, on my website, on the media page as well. I made a tiny URL out of it, but it's still a little difficult to write down. But do it anyway, and then go visit it. You can get it on my media page, but I'm going to give it to you now. But don't watch it now. Listen to Valerie. But it's Tiny URL. That's TinyURL, like tiny and then URL. You don't even have to put the HTT in front of it. Just go up to the address bar. Put in tinyurl.com and then /3 and then Z as in zebra. P as in Paul, U as in up, M as in Michael, J as in Jack, and the number 9. So that's 3, zebra, Paul, up, Michael, J as in Jack, 9, after the tinyurl.com. And again, I'll post it on my website. Watch the video by Dr. Jerry Tennant. He's not a dentist. He is a medical doctor who talks about why his book is called Why How the Body Works, I believe, and this segment that he's teaching to grad students or medical students about the dangers of silver fillings and how each tooth is related to a meridian in your body and how each tooth affects different things. It's absolutely fascinating, but he takes pictures with a special device of the vapors coming off of your teeth, the electrical vapors and, I mean, mercury vapors, and then the electrical charge on your teeth, and it's just fascinating and scary as hell. So, I mean, it's very worth watching. If you watch 15 minutes of it, you'll absolutely be hooked. It's just a piece of a lecture of his, so it's not meant to be a professional presentation. They just filmed him, but it's pretty fascinating.
I thought it was really interesting, too, about the actual electricity off of, you know, the power of a tooth with mercury in it. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I just had that done this week. The dentist was explaining, he was a biological dentist that Valerie sent me to here in Marin County in the Bay Area. His name is Brian Smith, very nice guy and really well read on this. He used a galvanizer, is that what it's called, a galvanized meter?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That to measure the electrical impulse of the teeth, and he showed me how the little needle on the thing, and a tooth that doesn't have a filling in, it has a little bit of energy, like 1 or 2 gigos or whatever they're called, something. But the ones that had mercury, or the ones that had silver metal fillings, just some kind of other metal, were like 40, and the normal should be 1 or 2. It was 40. The ones that had mercury fillings were over 150. The electrical charge, which is, I don't understand that, but I know it's not a good thing.
Well, I knew you were always highly charged, Lindsay, but we didn't know the reason why. We thought it was just a great personality.
Well, you know, Valerie, I asked him, I said, don't think I'm crazy here. He started explaining the body's meridian system to me, and I said, I kind of know about that, and the way we have electrical system in our body and how that voltage throws off the rest of our electrical system, and I said, gee, that really makes a lot of sense. And I said, I've gone through periods of time where I've shortened appliances, and my computer isn't working, or my curling iron or hair dryer, you know, usually in the kitchen or the bathroom where I spend time with electrical appliances. And he said, that absolutely could be the voltage coming off of your teeth.
Amazing.
I never thought of that.
Wow.
But there you go.
That is amazing. I believe it. I know that after I had my silver fillings removed from a non-biological dentist, that I had an incredible amount. I was so sick. I was sick for a month because he didn't know what he was doing. He was cursing the dam, trying to put that on my tooth. It kept popping off. He said he knew what he was doing, but he didn't really. And, you know, when you're laying there and you're, you know, your tooth is exposed and he's pulling this stuff out, it's like, it's hard to stop midstream here.
Yeah.
But I had a severe lung infection. I saw a medical doctor who's more on an alternative way of thinking, and when I explained to him the process and what happened and the timing of it, he said most likely that the heavy metals actually landed in my lungs, and I was sleeping in a chair for a month. I felt was so sick. It was so scary. I could barely breathe at one point.
Wow.
So, yes, anything is possible. Diabetes, cancer patients, the two basic causes are heavy metals and chemicals. Right. And so it's amazing to me that, I mean, to me, I feel empowered to be able to show people what is the cause of their problem, mm-hmm. whether it be high blood pressure or diabetes, and ways that we can try to remove those to improve their health. I mean, how much more empowered can you be but to learn what the cause is so that you can clear it?
Right. And see, this answers a lot of questions for me when people that we've worked on and we've cleared the emotional causes, and because I really think there's the tie-in is that if someone experiences a trauma, let's say they have the mercury or heavy metals in their body already, right. and they experience a trauma, and that further weakens their system,
right.
their immune system, and other, and they're off balance. Then that allows them to be, the mercury makes them even more weak, or maybe they're off, they have the trauma, and then they get a filling. Who knows whether it's one comes before the other, or they have it at the same time, but the combination of an emotional trauma and the physical depletion of your body because of the heavy metals can make somebody sick. So you clear the emotional issue, but you still have gunk in your body that needs to be dealt with. And I've always wondered, well, what am I missing here? Why is this person not getting better? And we'll tap on the body, asking the body to heal, and we still get a very high rate of success, but not 100%. And I think this is the missing, this is the key, this metal toxicity.
Wow, this is phenomenal. I mean, can you imagine how much more success people will have now?
Oh, yeah.
Clearing these.
It's going to be part of my sessions. I wanted to go back to something to explain a word that you used when you said he was cussing out the dam. Well, that sounds like an oxymoron. The dam is a thing that the dentist put in your mouth, a D-A-M, not the D-A-M-N, to keep you from swallowing the mercury as it chips off of your teeth. And they also put an oxygen mask on you so that you don't inhale the fumes. And they have to wear, you know, a hazmat material as well. It's really, they're really dealing with this toxic stuff, and the fact that they're extracting it from your body. I have that to look forward to in the next few months. I had to cancel my out-of-town workshops and make a lot of changes to get myself ready for this. Okay, so Valerie, we're talking about the things they can do, health, exercise, diet, supplements, Googling and Hal Huggins and to help find a biological dentist, and then there's some vitamins and things that people can take. And the reason is, as you have explained to me, they need to get their body ready to go through the trauma it's going to go through to remove the heavy metal from their system. Is that right?
Well, I like to think of it as relief. I mean, if you think about the burden, some of the emotional burdens people carry around, mm-hmm. well, this is a physical burden on the body. And all of my clients who've worked with me have said that they felt a significant shift once they had all the silver fillings removed.
Yeah, I have been talking to a lot of people about this in the last 2 months, and every single one, 100%, has said that. I haven't heard one person say, gee, I couldn't see the difference. They all say significant difference.
Yes.
I do want to give your phone number to make sure I give that out. And it's Valerie's business number is 707. It's Pacific Daylight Time, so don't call her, you know, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Wait, that's okay.
Call the office anytime.
Yeah, call the office anytime. 707-689-5395. So that's 707-689-5395. Again, I'll post that on my website in case you missed that. So, okay, after they decide, okay, I probably have it, and I'm going to go to find out more about this. And I'm recommending personally, Valerie can't say this, but I'm recommending that you call her to get started, and she can do some things on the phone with you, some testing, and maybe get you on some supplements that will help and help with your diet and nutrition. And you still may need to see somebody local, certainly a dentist that's going to help you if that's the problem.
Right.
What else do people need to do?
Well, they need to, once they commit, you don't want to stop, especially when you're dealing with children. If people want to clear heavy metals, you know, really make it a commitment. You can go slow if you need to, and make it a priority. I mean, if it means not buying a certain object so that you could improve your health, I say go for it. I mean, health is your wealth, and I'm just really, I don't encourage people to start doing heavy metal detoxing and do it only part way. You really want to complete it. There's a lot of great saunas that people can use to pull out toxins. A lot of good information. And you got to be careful with just saunas, too. You don't want to just buy anything, because a lot of those are made, and the EMFs, the electromagnetic fields that they emit, you have to be careful with that. So, you know, every step of the way is a learning process, and you need to find out. You want things to be done in a way that's going to benefit you the most. Doing it halfway is only going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. I think it is something you have to commit to. And while I'm not looking forward to going through what I have to go through to get this out of my mouth, I know that once I'm on the other side, it'll be worth it.
Oh, yes. You will feel so much better.
Anything you go through, it's like a learning process. If you're starting to learn to ski or fly an airplane or anything, it's that distasteful part where you're making mistakes and tripping and falling, and, you know, it's uncomfortable. Once you get up and running, then it's easy. And once you get the idea and you're taking the products and taking better care of your body, you'll feel so much better. And look at it this way. Those of you who are parents, you're taking care of your children's mother or dad.
Absolutely.
So what else we need to know, Valerie?
No, I just laying the foundation, people doing that, working on that, and then moving to the next step. Take it a step at a time. Don't feel like you have to do it all at once. And nobody should go out and rush to have their silver fillings removed. You really want to do it in a healthy way, because you will benefit. And as people start pulling out these heavy metals, you'll find it's part of the detoxing that occurs. And, yes, there may be some days that you feel overwhelmed and tired. Then you need to allow that for your body. And when emotional issues come up, you know, using the EFT, I mean, all the stress and the frustration and, you know, that I found a lot of that with heavy metals until they were removed, the stress and tension. And using EFT really helped to calm me down and give me, actually, I had a better plan about it, too. So EFT has really helped me to create the plan that I created for myself with my practitioners to reach a more healthy state, and I'm still not there. I'm still working on that.
You're still working on which?
On staying as healthy and pulling out the toxins that have caused problems in my health. And so as I reverse those health issues, then, because heavy metals, 95% of it goes into the bones. So, you know, we talk about the aging process. Well, is there no wonder that there's so many aches and pains in our joints as we get older? And it's more than just weight issues. If you have heavy metals, that actually changes the joints. And so arthritis, you know, people have noticed changes in having less arthritic pain. It's just very numerous. For every health issue that there is, if there's a heavy metal component, that starts to reverse. But it takes time. We didn't get like this overnight. And so depending on, like, I had my silver fillings put in when I was 5, you know, I may be spending several more years pulling it out of every tissue and cell. Luckily for us, our bodies are incredibly smart. They want us to be healthy. Our bodies are our friends if we let them be, because every 12 weeks you create new cells. Every 7 years you completely recycle all the cells of your body. So if anything you do for self-improvement emotionally and physically, think about how much better off you're going to be down the road.
Well, that certainly makes sense. And let's see, there was something that you said I wanted to go back to, and it just kind of flew out of my brain. Probably, you know, the mercury stuff. Oh, I know what it was. It was about getting rid of, we've been talking to my dentist and getting rid of the fillings and all, but it's getting the toxins out of your body. I've dealt with a lot of clients that have had heavy metal poisoning, and I certainly have never poo-pooed it. I just didn't understand the severity of it.
Uh-huh.
But here is one way that EFT can help. here's what I do, and I'm going to do it for myself. Now, once you do what you can to get rid of it, if it's civil fillings or something that you're eating or other way you're the ways you're allowing those toxins in, even preservatives are full of toxins and and meat. I don't want to get sued like Oprah did, but my stepfather was a foreman of a feedlot in Arizona for years, and so his job was to feed beef things that were, feed the cows things that would make them grow faster and be fatter and with the least amount of food. And so most of their food was composed not of grains but of chemicals of and poisons. He was, there were those things that were unpronounceable that we put in the beef, and then we eat that, and the beef and the pork and the chicken and other things that we eat, and that's one thing we can do. But here's what I do with EFT. I actually have a little video on this, and it is asking the body to heal, asking the body to do something for you. Now, the body knows how to heal. Like Valerie said, then our natural state is health, but we do stuff that's counterproductive to that. But if you give the body a direct command, it will surprisingly respond. So you say to the body something like, hang on just one second. You say to the body something like, even though I have this metal in my body, I ask my body to eliminate these toxins, to clean the bloodstream, allow my breath and lungs to clean the blood as it passes through, and eliminate these heavy metals from my system as soon as possible. Thank you, body, for responding. Now, I know I'm going to get people asking me to say that over again, but I don't want to get in too much into it. What I'll do is post that little video that's part of my Healing Pain and Illness. It's a three-part series. I'll just give you that part on asking the body to heal. You can ask it to eliminate those heavy metals. Now, if you still have the metals in your body, you can't do anything about it. It's sort of like trying to fill up a bucket that has a hole in the bottom. You're not going to get very far. But once you've cleared the things that you need to do, you can ask your body to, instead of fighting the metal, to eliminate it, to push it out. Does that make sense?
That does, because you're empowering yourself, you're strengthening, and the body is pretty very powerful. And so by allowing your body to do the work it needs to do, then you are empowering it to, take care of it, to help you, to be your friend.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so you just do a few rounds. You're actually tapping, saying, this heavy metal poisoning in my body, I ask my body to eliminate it. This mercury poisoning or lead or whatever I had in my body, thank you, body, for doing whatever you need to do to rid this poison from my system. And, again, the verbiage will be in that video that you can listen to. But it's sort of like the body is going, oh, and I see what you want. You don't want me to just try to fight it and beat on it and trap it someplace. You want me to push it out. Okay, I get it. I'll do that. And it's amazing. I've had other people have good results doing that. And so I'm going to give you guys that little video of how we do it.
Wow, that's great. I'm going to use it even more. I have clients who get stuck in their healing process. And so by doing the EFT and your work and referring them to your videos, those have been outstanding for people, easy learning to get them the basics. And they can support themselves. It gives them anything that I can do to empower people to take care of themselves is my part of my mission.
Okay, good. I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you a question you may not know the answer to, because I've never heard of this before, but it was one of the things I came across when I was reading it. And it said that research has shown that APO-E4/3 and 4/4 genotypes are the worst excretors of heavy metal. What the heck does that mean?
Oh, I'd have to.
You don't know.
I don't know, quite honestly. You've stumped me. Send me that link, will you?
It was said in the context of, like, you should know what that means. APO genotypes are the worst excretors of heavy metals. And I thought maybe it was a vaccine or something. I don't know, but anyway.
I'm sorry, I don't know myself.
Okay.
There's a lot I don't know, and I'm still learning. I don't admit to, or I don't, you know, announce myself to being the expert. I just know what works for me and for the clients that I work with.
You're in trouble because I've been saying on my website and in my newsletters that you are the expert.
Well, I better do more reading. You better give me that link to APOE.
Yeah, and it just says it's a version of APOE protein. Oh, it says it's abundant in the cerebral spinal fluid surrounding the brain. But and that some people are more predisposed, but whoever has that, it's probably a gene or something, is
right.
More susceptible or sensitive to heavy metals, and that probably makes sense. So that's all that was.
Well, I've known that people, they've also said that when people have, for example, Down syndrome, that they box them into this stereotypical way of living. However, it's the environment. If you feed those cells healthy food and you nourish them with quality, that those cells can actually change and improve. And there was a physician who was actually jailed because he showed that he could create healthier cells and get these children with Down syndrome to be more productive, and they grew in height, in stature.
Wow.
They actually, their IQs increased, and he was given a lot of flack for that, in proving that, and in fact would never let that study be published. And I have it, just not at the tip of my tongue here to repeat it, but there's a lot of things like that.
If you send me any of that that you can think of, I'll put it on the media page where the recording of this is, and most people listen to the recording later. Thank you that you guys that are listening live, so we're not talking to dead air, but a lot of people listen to the recordings, and those that listen to the live show can still go to the media page on proeft.com and find the things I'm promising to post. So send me that, anything that you might have, Valerie, or anything you recommend that people read about this, or like any of the videos that you're talking about. If you can send those to me right away, and I'll get them up right away, anything that'll help people.
Okay, I will.
I want to say again, we still have a few minutes, but I want to say again your contact information for those that might have missed it. Valerie's phone numbers are 707-689-5395. And then I'm not sure I gave out your cell number, but if Valerie's brave enough to give it to us, we might as well take advantage. It's 707-631-1048. That's 707-631-1048. And again, her email is V as in Valerie, O as in Ozu, N as in natural, H as in health, W as in wellness, C as in center, @yahoo.com. And I've been beating Valerie up to get her website back up and running.
I promise.
She will have pretty soon. What else do we need to know before we sign off, Valerie?
To tap every day and eat healthy and just, you know, take care of ourselves. That's the biggest thing. And I want to, again, thank you, Lindsay, for giving me the opportunity to have this chat with you. You're a very difficult person to pin down to have a conversation. So anytime I get an opportunity, I love it.
Well, I thank you very much. And again, in openness, I've been honest about my own health conditions because of this, and so has Valerie. And I've been seeing Valerie about this condition since about a month ago. And I want to give a plug about that. So Valerie did some testing with me and then gave me some supplements. And I think those were mostly getting some. What were those? What was I doing with those supplements, by the way? I don't know.
You were swallowing them.
Were they supposed to make me feel better? Because they did. I felt better right away.
Yes. They are. What happens with heavy metals is that it pulls the minerals out of the cells, and that's part of the reason that people end up with headaches, dizziness, some of the other neurological things that go on. And so by replacing and putting in more of the minerals, that actually helps to start kicking out some of that heavy metals. and that's why you started feeling so good. You were lacking those minerals that you needed.
Yeah, the irony of this was how it was all like a perfect storm. We had this radio show last month in June. Then I got very dizzy. I had some other things, and I was mentioning I have 10 or 12 clients that are medical doctors, and I have dozens of other clients or students that are medical doctors and others in the healthcare profession. And so all of a sudden they started giving me advice and saying, you know, you might have heavy metal toxicity. And I'm saying, why is everybody saying this to me? But those that have known me for a while have seen me to get worse. And you know, I'm healthy. I am 60-something years old. But I'm at my ideal weight. I exercise every day. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I've been known to curse once in a while, but I don't think that's bad for my health. But I shouldn't be sick. And it's just bothered me for years and years. And so all of a sudden people were mentioning heavy metal toxicity. Then I went to my doctor because I was so dizzy. I had vertigo really bad. In fact, they thought I had a trans ischemic attack a few months ago because I got so dizzy and they thought I was having a stroke. Anyway, my doctor at Kaiser said, you know, what you have is severe dehydration or lack of electrolytes. I said, oh, no, I drink a ton of water. And he said, yeah, but your body's not holding on to the minerals in your system. You're depleted of minerals. And I, right after that, I had the appointment with Valerie, and it then made sense that the mercury was pulling the minerals out of my system. It didn't matter how much water I was drinking. I wasn't getting the benefit. So I drank yucky Gatorade no offense to those who like Gatorade. But
bad.
Sugar in it that really bothered me. I didn't like that. Then Valerie put me on other minerals. That's probably why I started feeling better right away, and I haven't had any dizzy attacks since then. Anyway, so I'm personally recommending Valerie highly. She can't do everything for you, but she can get you on track and do some testings and for you, maybe get you some supplements and point you in the right directions or go see somebody locally. But see somebody who knows what they're doing. And please don't listen to the people who say, oh, it's just a myth. There's no such thing as metal poisoning. That's the same thing as the people who say EFT doesn't work or, you know, because they don't know about it. So I don't mean to be nasty about it, but usually when people say, oh, I don't believe in that stuff, it's because they don't have the information that they need and that they haven't experienced it themselves.
And they're maybe closed-minded. So
yeah, it could be that.
Yeah. Or they have heavy metals. And they can't.
Yes, they're their brains are compromised, so they can't help it.
Yes.
All right, Valerie, anything else? Any last thoughts?
I can't think of anything. This has been fun. I really had a good time, and I hope all the listeners will listen to your radio shows. I've learned so much from them.
Well, I appreciate that plug, and your check is in the mail, too. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next week. And thank you again, Valerie, very, very, very much for doing all that you've done and for coming on the show. You've been absolutely terrific. I don't care what they say.
Thank you, Lindsay.
So thanks, Valerie. Thank you, everybody, and good night.
Okay.